We're talking this segment about the play Mariella in the Desert. It's a play by Karen Zacharias that opens this coming Thursday at Teatro Paraguas. Joining us here in the Baking Company are Elena Zachary,
good
director. Good morning. Catherine Donovan and Nicholas Ballas, actors. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
So this is a play by a living playwright. The play was written within the last decade or so. How did you choose this play? Why did you want to do it?
That's a great story. Paraguas had approached me about doing something for them. And when I moved to Santa Fe, which is about 8 years ago now, I noticed there were images of Frida Kahlo everywhere. And then Diego Rivera by reference, and I realized I was raised in very, 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 very Caucasian Shaker Heights, Ohio, with murals of Diego Rivera. So I wanted to do something about their lives. You feel almost that Frida is almost a patroness of Santa Fe, along with Georgia O'Keeffe. And I searched around and I didn't find anything satisfying until Rick Vargas, who's on the board of Paraguas, put into my hands Mariella in the Desert, and then I fell in love with the play. It is lyrical. It is magical. There are so many threads that speak to us today, and that's how I came to direct Mariella in the Desert.
So this is a play, Catherine, that you actually starred in. You were in the same role.
That's right.
When it was at Theater Work 8 years ago, which I have to say I missed. I wish I'd seen that production of it.
Yeah.
But what is it? First of all, describe the character that you play.
Well, Mariella is a very complex woman. She has been brought to the desert by her artist husband, because he has this great vision of building an artist community, and things have sort of gone wrong. But she herself is a very talented painter who has given up her art in order to take care of everyone around her, her family, who are in great need of a lot of care. So she's a frustrated artist in her own right.
It's funny because she has given up to so much to take care of her family, but as I was reading it, I was thinking about it and thinking, you know, it doesn't give away the play because you do find this out early, to find out that one of her sons has died and died young, and the other daughter went away early, and she's got this somewhat of a maybe handful of a husband.
Yes, to say
what
the least.
Yeah, thank
you. Played by Nicholas.
Yeah.
But I had trouble understanding why she really gave everything up.
Well, I think she was overwhelmed by all of the need around her. A very demanding husband. I mean, who also, I don't know, I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but he sort of undermined her confidence in herself very early on.
Early on, yes.
Because
yes.
he was basically jealous of her talents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to a great extent. And I think that another one of the things that moving out to the desert, a very remote part of Mexico, out of Mexico City, it's a very different lifestyle, and the demands of just day-to-day life from, you know, hauling water. There's no running water in this place. And so this huge domestic cultural shift from what we were used to in our lives in Mexico City, where we were middle class, upper middle class, and then to live out here, you know, barefoot and in the sand and dust and dirt.
Where you have to go out and get water from the well.
It was undoubtedly a profound challenge for Mariella.
And they always hold on to their cultural circle. You hear over and over again stories about Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera and Tamayo and Rufino, so that and it replicates in the next generation. Again, one of the things we wrote about the plays, everybody has secrets in the desert. We don't want to tell them all here, but it's a wonderfully rich and complicated and tightly woven tapestry of relationships between mother and daughter, mother and son, mother and sister-in-law, mother and husband. And it's in the telling. This play is a piece of art. It really is, to be a little prosaic and perhaps cliched.
I mean, when I started reading it, and I haven't seen the production of it yet, but when I started reading it, I thought, oh, these two characters, played by the two of you, Nicholas and Catherine, are going to be kind of like fictionalized Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. Mm-hmm. But in a way, I mean, and in a sense, you have a very powerful and egotistical man and a woman who is at least his equal, if not a greater artist. But then they talk about, and they know Diego and Frida, and they are not exactly, I mean, they're differentiated from them in some way.
Mm-hmm. But we can tell that Karen Zacharias did a tremendous amount of homework, because the more we look at the play, the more threads we see tied to very specific pieces of art of, in fact, Frida Kahlo. We did a lot of research. We have books about her. We saw movies about her to understand, and this is an important point, how dangerous it was to be a maker of art, of Mexican expressionist art in the early 50s. We have to understand it was very dangerous.
What do you mean by dangerous?
Well, because especially the movement that Frida and Diego were head of, it was after the Mexican Revolution, and they were saying, this is who we are. We are people. This world belongs to us. And they expressed it through their art. And they had a lot of contempt for when Diego was brought to this country and he brought Frida along. She writes about it. She called it gringo land, and she really hated it. She thought that we were audacious, that we had very poor taste. Back to your point, it was dangerous to make art, you know, and in some ways, except for that disastrous event in Paris last week, we've become disconnected from art. We go to museums, and we're free to see anything we like. You know, there's very little that creates the kind of stir that Diego and Frida and hopefully the Nicholas and Catherine create, you know, in this play.
I think there's another aspect of this that speaks to your question, Mary Charlotte, which is Diego y Frida and then the characters that Mariela and Jose play, because we're not trapped by the biography. We don't have to be those characters, and there won't be people in the audience saying, oh, he didn't look like that, she didn't say things like that, she didn't, you know, they didn't, there, because there are fact checkers in every audience, and we know this. You know. But here we have the permission, once removed as these other characters, to both embody those characters to a certain extent, and yet to talk about them and not be trapped by, oh, they weren't like that.
I think also when you talk about the dangers of making art, we are now living in a society where art isn't dangerous, where
exactly.
Art doesn't really have the role of changing opinions in a big way. Now, films might do that, but two-dimensional museum art really does not. Mm-hmm. And so to put yourself in a time where art really did have the potential to change people's lives and opinions and move them emotionally in a way that affected society...
Well, Charlie Hebdo would sort of refute that argument, because that's two-dimensional stuff, and it has totally changed the face of the world. And I think there are some references that do that. I mean, yes, films do tend to do it more, but there's still remnants of two-dimensionality.
Cartooning, much so, you're right.
And also, I must say that the paintings of Frida Kahlo still I find very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. So that here, so many years later, she still speaks to us in a unsettling way. She asks a lot of questions, some of which I think we ask, that Karen Zacharias asks in this play.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the play Mariela in the Desert, which opens on Thursday at Teatro Paraguas here in Santa Fe. Now let's get back to the fact that this is the second time, Catherine, that you've played this part. How has it deepened for you? How has it changed for you since 8 years ago?
Well, there are a couple of different factors. First of all...
She didn't want to do it. She said, no, 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 no.
I didn't
want
to do it at first. For a reason that I will not...
reveal.
...share. Not wanting to prejudice anyone.
Everybody has secrets in the
desert. Yes, everyone has
secrets in the desert. Thank you, Nicholas.
But, you know, 8 years later, I've had life experiences that have helped to inform some of the experiences that Mariela has had that I had not had previous to that. And then also, I worked with wonderful people, a beautiful cast when we did it at Theater Work, and I'm working with an equally beautiful cast here. But every actor approaches a role differently. So I'm getting different things from Nicholas than I did from Wayne Cote, who played Jose before. I'm getting different things from the actress who plays my daughter. I'm getting different things, you know, from all of these actors. So my responses are new and fresh, and I'm getting deeper and deeper levels of, I'm always discovering, oh, that's what that means. <You know? laughs> which maybe, you know, the first time around I didn't quite get there. And now it's like, oh, I'm just really getting deeper and deeper into this character and really understanding her on a much deeper level. Yeah.
Do you find that it gives you more empathy for her the more you get to know her?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And part, you know, part of that is just life experience that I've had.
Right.
In those ensuing years that, you know, I really understand, you know, Jose's illness, for instance, is much, much more real to me now because I've experienced some of that with my own spouse. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, Elena Zachary, you have been in touch with the playwright Karen Zacharias in your directing of this play.
Yes.
What's that relationship been like?
She's been so warm and so effusive. Questions have arisen, obviously. For example, when our listeners come to see the play, they'll hear a lot of stories that happened when I was 12 or 12 years ago. And suddenly we realize, what was it about the number 12? So I wrote to her about that. And she gave us some insights into why she used that number 12. And she also spoke about her grandparents. Her grandmother, and I don't know whether it's maternal or paternal, was a very gifted artist who squashed her work for the sake of raising a family and died a very bitter woman. So Karen has lived this. She talks about she has one foot in Mexico and one foot in America, but she said this is an American play. She wishes she could come and be with us, and she remembers so tremendously fondly David Olson's production and Catherine. So she sent us greetings that will appear in our program. I'd like to add, if I can, Mary Charlotte, that my vision of our production is very almost like a French impressionist painting. It's soft and it is not literal, but it is multi-expressionistic, if I can say that. We have Yves Lucero, who will be playing live classical guitar throughout the play. We have Soshi, who is a dancer and a dance teacher next door to us, who will be, that's one of the secrets I don't want to reveal, but who will be dancing through our set and through the play. So I have tried to express this story in many different levels.
I think Skip Rappaport's lighting is just
is
brilliant.
Phenomenal. And I knew that he was the only one to do it.
Yeah.
And here's
yeah.
another thing that's ironic. Skip also did the lighting for the theater
that's
production,
right.
which I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I knew that he was the man for the job because the light is a character in this
mm-hmm.
play.
Right.
And the wind is a character in this play. Karen Zacharias talks about bringing the desert inside so that there's almost, you cannot tell the difference almost between the desert that surrounds us and the aridity that happens, is that a word, inside the house.
Yeah. Well, and I think doing a production like that here in Santa Fe in the high desert, although it's not exactly the same desert, the sensibility that a set and lighting designer, for example, will bring to it has a real authentic feel to it.
Yeah, and Skip has brought extraordinary skills. Some, dare I say, some new effects for us. That we are so thrilled. We got to see it for the first time last night.
So the play is called Mariela in the Desert. It opens this Thursday at Teatro Paraguas, which is at 3205 Calle Marie here in Santa Fe. They are on the web at teatroparaguas.org. If people want to buy tickets, they can call 505-424-1601. And it's Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2 o'clock this weekend and next weekend. Mariela in the Desert by Karen Zacharias, directed by Elena Warren Zachary and starring Catherine Donovan and Nicholas Ballas. Anything else you want to let us know before we go?
Yes. Flan is very important to the play.
Oh, my God, that is so true.
And not only is it an important character in the play, but it was made for us by our very own Jose Nicholas Ballas.
That was the restaurant Cowgirls production
yeah.
of Flan.
But it seriously is a very important character. It's a very important part of the story. So the audience will have to come and see why that is so, among all the other secrets that we revealed during the evening.
That's right.
You know, this is something I've always wondered. In a play or a movie where people are eating, are you really eating?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the flan is good.
Yeah,
the flan's
it's better
good.
Than good.
It's good. I was a little bit suspicious about the tequila bottle, though, last night.
Because I told them there was real tequila. I'm very naughty sometimes. When I feel comfortable, I told them there was real tequila. But it was water.
Well, I want to thank you all for being with us on the Radio Cafe and look forward to this production.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.